Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Lee James of the 64th Legislative District in Venango and Butler Counties. Representative James, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's good news for the taxpayers here in Harrisburg. Something has finally been wrapped up that's been sort of hanging around for a long time, and that's last year's state budget. What's going on here?
Thanks for asking, and that's why I wanted to talk to the folks today. It's been a long 9 months. Everybody's gone through their own particular agony getting to where we are, but yesterday, the governor had a press conference and announced that even though he didn't fully agree with the budget which we sent him last week, he would allow it to become law by not vetoing it. And so effective at midnight Sunday night or Monday morning, as the case may be, it will become law of the land. School districts, universities, rural hospitals, critical health programs, children's advocacy centers, agricultural initiatives, and others that had their funding cut back in December will soon receive their funding. And that's particularly important to folks back in my district, particularly 4-H'ers. I've had a lot of good times out at the 4-H fairgrounds, and you know, you can see these kids that are part of the program, the respect they have for their elders and the good time they have, and just learning important things about life, respect for other people and other people's property. It's great. In total, the complete 2015-16 state budget spends $30.03 billion. That's a lot of money. That's a 3% increase over the previous year's plan and increases funding for education and doesn't rely on any new or increased taxes, which has been an important premise that the Republican legislature has tried to drive home right from the beginning. This signals an end to last year's budget process. It allows the General Assembly and the governor to immediately begin negotiations for the 16-17 state budget. And frankly, we've been working on that since February.
And while we've been waiting for the budget to be done, there's still a lot of other legislative business that's been ongoing. I know you're a member of the House Veterans Affairs and Emergency Services Committee, and you folks have been working on a bill that could be really important to fire and ambulance companies across Pennsylvania. What's this about?
Yes, there is. This week, the House Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committee endorsed legislation to authorize continuation of a grant program that has provided hundreds of millions of dollars in state grant funds for fire and ambulance companies across the Commonwealth. It is House Bill 1877, and it reauthorizes the program through June 30th, 2020. This program is currently set to expire at the end of June this year, so it's timely. It's a popular initiative, as I said. It's provided funds to eligible organizations for 15 years. It helps fire and ambulance companies to purchase or repair equipment, renovate their primary structure, pay down debt, and it is open to fire companies and volunteer ambulance services all across the state. It is funded by state gaming proceeds and administered by Pennsylvania Office of State Fire Commissioner within the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency. The legislation will go to the full House for consideration. I would expect it'll pass unanimously in April.
Representative James, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Lee James.